If you're staying in the area this holiday weekend, you won't want to miss a trip up to Eastport. Chamber of Commerce President Rayette Cooper tells Star 97.7 lights are being hung daily, giving the historic downtown a warm holiday glow.
There has been a lot of work that's been going into decorating downtown Eastport. It's going to be bathed in warm light. It's absolutely beautiful, the progress that's been made. There's live Christmas trees. There's live wreaths. It's kind of paying homage to the history of our area and part of what makes us who we are here in Eastport.
The annual tree lighting is set for 5 p.m. this Saturday at the PV Library Bandstand, then dine out with a view of the beautiful Passamaquoddy Bay at one of the downtown's iconic eateries. Imagine having an incredibly talented artist put his creativity to work transforming your town for the holidays with the glow of light, wreaths, trees, and decorations that will have visitors wide-eyed with awe. Eastport Area Chamber of Commerce President Rayette Cooper tells Star 97.7 that's what you'll experience this season when you visit the historic seaside town.
Jim Riccio is a personal friend of mine. He is an incredibly talented artist. He has taken his artistic vision and has just bathed downtown in all of these warm glowing lights and has just brought his vision to life, and it's absolutely incredible. Him and a team of very dedicated volunteers.
Cooper says the transformation was all paid for by donations. The magic begins this Saturday with a tree lighting at the bandstand at 5 p.m. Eastport is a small seaside town with a big vision of becoming a destination, especially this holiday season. Chamber President Rayette Cooper tells Star 97.7 the city will be bathed in a warm glow of light. There's a magical Perry Christmas forest, a bazaar in Quaddy Village, and a Christmas extravaganza where you can find all things Christmas year-round.
Long-term, we are just starting to get into these planning phases, and it's more than just the lighting. It's also marketing for the businesses in Eastport and the surrounding areas. And we feel that it is. Eastport is a destination location for the holidays and beyond.
It all starts with the annual tree lighting this Saturday, and you'll even find some surprises as the iconic Eastport fisherman statue gets in on the holiday spirit. Find a calendar of monthly festivals and events at eastportchamber.net. There are few things more magical than a coastal Maine town all lit up for the holidays. This year, Eastport Area Chamber of Commerce President Rayette Cooper invites Star 97.7 listeners to experience the lights, the decorations, shopping, and dining in beautiful Eastport, Maine. And she says you'll want to be back to ring in the new year.
People should be able to see the lights through the end of the year. There's a specific timeline for the Christmas forest. Eastport ends the holiday season on New Year's Eve with a sardine drop, and we also do a maple leaf drop.
That's, of course, in homage to our neighbors just to the north. Find a complete schedule of holiday happenings at eastportchamber.net.